She is Queen of the Jungle, announced as the winner of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2021. It's Abby Chatfield. She joins us right now. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yes. Legend. Mate, Ken, before we give you all the accolades that you are so, so deserving of, can I just say, Dave has done a remarkable job introducing you there because he has been shaking in his boots all morning. He is mad for you.
Okay, well, no, I've got a wife and three kids, so not entirely.
He is mad for you where he's actually said, yeah. I will leave my wife and children.
Oh, my God, how hideous.
So you know what? You probably get this all the time, but Dave, I just wanted to throw him straight under this bus and say that he is madly in love. A day doesn't go by where he doesn't say,
oh, please.
My future wife, Abby Chatfield, is doing this today.
I did not.
It was quite funny because this morning we write up all of our ideas on this big whiteboard, and it was the first thing he put up. He said, guys, remember.
Abby won.
Oh, and then there was just that we had to put a bucket under his chin.
Well, I know. All right, guys. It's getting too much, I think. It's not wrong, but it's getting too much. Getting hot on the collar.
What a wonderful way to start the day.
I know. And listen, I don't have a chance against that. Have you still got that thing for that local barista around near your house? Is that still going on?
No, that is long gone.
Okay.
That started and ended in flames.
Because last time we spoke to you, you hadn't really spoken to him, or you're like, oh, there's a hot barista around, because you live in New Farm, do you, in Brizzy?
Yeah. I actually ended up pretending that my washing machine was broken, and I asked him to come and fix it for me.
Yes.
Started all great love, and then it ended up he was, you know, not the best person.
As in,
just a mean person.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay.
Yeah, we don't like him.
Oh, jeez.
Well, he can go back to the Frappuccino then.
Right.
Yeah.
You could have got him to come around and fix your fridge because your fridge was broken too, wasn't it?
I know, and I had no fridge, and I was calling my landlord, losing my mind. But yeah, I got a new fridge. Washing machine is fine and completely single. So that's the update.
And your shampoo bottle is a little you might need
to
get
it. It's creepy how much he knows. It's creepy. Abby, we do love you. And this was a fun show. You know, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. And one of the things, and we've had the good fortune of talking to everybody that's been evicted along the way, and one of the things that's really stood out for this show, probably, I'm thinking maybe it's because of the world of COVID that's led into it, but you guys bonded like no other cast has before.
Oh, my God. We were honestly like family. We all had a few drinks last night after we wrapped filming, and we were all just getting so emotional and gushy, and I was almost in tears talking to Grant Daniel about how much I love him, and it honestly feels like these are lifelong bonds, and it's made it so much stronger, I think, as well, because we weren't competing the whole time like we usually are. It's just we were trying to get to the end here, trying to survive and trying to get food.
Yeah, I love that.
But it was so beautiful.
Can we talk about the snake bite situation? Because that was pretty traumatizing watching you go through that last week. How were you sort of after that? I mean, have you decided to pat a snake since?
No more snakes in my life, I think, for a little while. I think, it's not the snake's fault, but I think we just need to leave them alone. No, I honestly, immediately after, I was completely fine. I got, help from Dr. Chris and the ranger and the medic, but I was just so happy to be through. I kind of had forgotten about it. And then I had a very definite snake bite mark on my hand that I got to show off when I got home. Yeah. So it was
That's
all
so
good.
So tough.
Yeah, I'm like, I got bitten by a snake in the jungle, Mum. Isn't it crazy? Poor me. Poor grandma.
But there was this moment too when it happened between you and Dr. Chris Brown. I thought, hold on, there could be something on here, because he was very loving and caring. And the way you looked at him, I thought, hold on a second, have these two been, there before? He's a good-looking dude, isn't he?
He's gorgeous. We were laughing about this yesterday, actually, backstage. I was like, people just really want it to happen.
People
also would tell us, being like, my new fantasy is getting bitten by a snake and Dr. Chris Brown saved me. And he was like, it's a very complex fantasy that takes a lot of planning and pain.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? If it's between him, Jack Vigin, and Dipper, I think you've picked the right one.
it was so nice to see your mum out there with the billboard on your socials yesterday, campaigning for you for people to text in on the road down where you are. That was awesome. But you did this for your grandma to get $100,000 for dementia, was it? Dementia Australia?
Yes, Dementia Australia. She passed away in June last year. And the last time I saw her, I just had my interview for the show. and I wasn't sure what my charity would be, and I told her that I got on, and she was like, why was that hideous show? She said, if you go on, tell Dr. Chris, I think he's handsome. So I did that. But he passed away the week after I told her that I was doing the show. So it was a pretty easy decision to choose Dementia Australia, and I'm so, so glad that I got $100,000 for them. Yeah.
She didn't die because you went on the show. She just thought, I've given up.
She's like, God, we've come to this. my sister was threatening people, not threatening, but in comments she was saying, if you don't vote for Abby, our grandma will haunt you.
Yeah.
So good.
Abby, can I make a hit prediction here? We've been following you for some time, and you're just Australia's. You're good for Australia.
Yeah, I reckon.
You're good for all of us.
And role model.
You're a representative that we want because you stand up for yourself. I've got a 14-year-old daughter. Dave's got a daughter. You've got a daughter now, Ash.
No.
And you epitomise of what it means to be a good Australian woman, I reckon, because...
That's so lovely. Thank you so much.
It actually means a lot to me to have role models like you because you're strong, you're true to your word, you're authentic. And you're straight up honest, and there's no nonsense. You know what I mean? And I think there's something that a lot of people can learn from you. And you're good fun. And I think that's the other thing is that we've forgotten how to have fun, how to have a laugh at ourselves in this country. We've got so bloody serious. And yet someone like you comes along who knows how to have a good time, is respectful, and shows respect for yourself. And I think that's something that I applaud you for and thank you for as a dad of a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, you're gonna make me cry. That is. Honestly, I can't express how lovely those words are. I know what to say. That's
nice. And it is really true, but now it feels like the boys are fighting over you, Abby. So
all I'm saying, to follow on from Sam.
I'm closer to a Dementia Australia, I'm sorry. So I think you've got a better chance with Dave.
As a great role model, do you want to join my family? All right, we're going to go. We're going to wrap up.
Abby, I love you too. Abby, what I wanted to say was...
Love you guys.
All right.
Love you guys. Hopefully talk soon.
All right, see you, Smokey.
Sounds good.
Bye.